How to place a stop order on stocks you already own with TD Ameritrade. So in this video, I'm going to show you exactly how let's say you already own some stocks and you're wondering, how can I lock in those profits? How can I put a stop order? This is the video for you. But ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't done so already, go ahead and make sure. Hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. As always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So here you go. So first, you log into TD Ameritrade. You got to get to your positions. You can get to your positions by going to My Account, then get into your positions. Once you are on your positions, you're going to scroll down. This is just the stocks that you own. Let's say, for prime example, I own KFC. I'm up 43% on KFC. And let's say, hey, I'm kind of worried. I want to make sure I lock in those profits. I can just hover over it, go to the sell button. Once I click on that sell button, my ticket is going to pop up below. Right here, the actions, I'm going to say sell. The quantity, you can do this on one share, two shares, four shares, how many shares you want to do it on. KHC, that's my stock, right? And then right here is where the bread and butter is, the order type. You can click on a little question mark button here, and once you click on that, it can take you to this. Now it's going to tell you the market order. The market order is the best order I want to get out right now. The limit order is, hey, I want to sell this stock, but only at this particular price. The stop order, in order to buy or sell a security at the next available price, if the price is reached or suppressed at a designated level. A stop order is, hey, if this stock hit $50, I want you to buy or sell. Turn me into a market order. A trailing stop. A trailing stop is, hey, I want you to follow me by what you're going to see here later. Trailing stop is follow me, but activate a stop if it falls down by $5. You can put in a dollar amount or a percentage amount. Contingent order means that an order that is automatically entered when a certain condition is met. For prime example, if this happens, do this. It is contingent upon something happening, right? So right here, you get all your little nuances of what is what. But let's go back. So right here, we hit this drop-down menu. Market order. Here we're talking about stop. Stop market order. So, hey, I put in the stop market order. This means that, for prime example, this particular stock is trading for $38. If it hits $40, sell my stock, right? Sell all four of them and turn this into a market order if this thing hits $40. The next one down, stop limit. That means that, hey, at this action price, if the stock hit $40, sell my stock for $41. Or if this stock hit $41, change my order into a limit and hit $41. So the action price is here, and your the set price that you want to do it for is there, right? And then here, it's saying tax lot ID method. Do you want to do the first stocks in, the first stocks out? Do you want to do the last stocks in? However you want to do it, the highest cost stock, the lowest stock, the tax efficient loss harvest, however you want to do it, you can put that in, right? Next one up, you got trailing stop. It says T stop percentage. Trailing stop, as long as this stock is going up, follow it. But if it drops by 1%, sell it. Trailing stop by dollar sign, meaning that follow this stock by $1, you can put in whatever percentage you want to do. And if it falls by $1, sell it, right? Next up, you have time in force. Time in force means, is it good for now? You want to do it for today on good until close. Keep it there until this particular thing closes. Hold it forever, right? So there you go. Then once you have that in, you hit review order, and now you have a stop order in on stocks you already own. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Drop some comments below. Make sure you share it with all your friends and family. And as always, this is the Investor Show. My name is Prince Dax. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, Peace. Be safe. I'm out. And thank you.